Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cuniverti. Inflation statistics are the gauge used by the Federal Reserve when adjusting interest rates, with some recent data showing a slowdown in the rate of inflation. Investors have been nibbling on stocks, and it is the reason the markets have been rising as late. Obviously, not an all-out everybody-in market just yet. The recent strength has been encouraging. This by no means is an indication all is well with the stock market, however. Keep in mind the market's day-to-day movements are just the sum of the beliefs of all the market participants in it at a particular moment in time. The market will always reflect reality eventually, and therein lies the danger of taking clues from brief rallies and thinking the change in investor sentiment is permanent when it may only be a brief enthusiastic blip. Wall Street has a tendency to try and sniff out market turns in order to catch a rally, but rallies that signal an all clear should be prolonged, in my opinion. This should also be supported by improving economic statistics as well as better news on the issues that were previously causing the market to fall. In the current 2022 market obliteration that we've all been witnessing, investors have been mostly focused on inflation data and the Federal Reserve's response to that data. The question then becomes, is inflation abating and will statistics continue to show improvement? There are many landmines that threaten the brief spike in the recent encouraging inflation statistics that could spell more problems for the markets, however. The coming spike in diesel fuel and the possible railroad strike would both likely fuel more inflation. More government spending programs, should they be announced, would mean even more money printing. Many analysts, including myself, believe most of the inflation we are currently seeing is directly tied to the massive amount of government spending to address COVID-19 in the last 2 years. In more dire news, two large real estate funds have recently limited investor redemptions, meaning some investors may not be able to withdraw all their money when they want it. This is a liquidity issue similar to what we are also seeing in the current FTX crypto collapse fiasco. A similar liquidity event occurred in 2008 with two Merrill Lynch real estate funds, and that helped start the infamous 2008-2009 real estate blow-up. Liquidity issues are serious events that can spread to other areas of the market and have a domino effect leading to problems with other financial firms down the line. The latest jobs report, adding to the inflation concern, showed a hotter than expected labor market, which flies in the face of what the Federal Reserve is trying to accomplish. This statistics demonstrates that at least some areas of the economy are not responding to the recent rate hikes by the Fed, and a more aggressive Fed could continue to pressure stocks in the future. Indeed, after the labor statistic came out last week, the market sold off hard, with the Dow down over 800 points on the week. Only time will tell if the markets will retest the lows of the year, which occurred in the late September month of 2022 for most of the indexes. For 2023 to be a better year than 2022, which was mostly horrendous, inflation has to steadily come down to more reasonable levels. Although it may likely be years before inflation once again hits the Federal Reserve's desired level of around 2% annually, a strong move toward that goal might mean the market can start to show investors a little bit more green than it has in 2022, which, by the way, was very little. I'm watching the market so you don't have to, and that does it for today's Money Matters. This newscast expresses my opinion only and is not meant as investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any securities, nor represents the opinion of a bank, investment firm, or registered investment advisor, nor this media outlet, its staff members, or underwriters. I hold a BA in economics with honors, 1979, and California insurance license OL34249, and am a Medicare agent approved in the state of California. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free, our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name is Mark Cuniverti.